Dissonance Media and the Other Stories presents. Step into the abyss of After the Gloaming, a gothic fiction podcast that delves into the depths of human emotion. Unyielding love, revenge, internal struggles, and restless souls await you in 9 haunting episodes, where dread, fear, and rare glimpses of eerie happiness linger. Dare to listen on your favorite podcatcher? After the Gloaming beckons. Search now, but beware. Innocence will be left behind.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
These aren't the stories your mother told you. No, these are the other stories.
Hello, and welcome to The Other Stories. My name is Luke Condor, with a K, and this is another of your volume openers. Today I'm all on my own, I'm all on my Todd. Normally I'm with my friend, conspirator, co-writer, teammate, Daniel Wilcox. But today it is just me, just because that's how like, time works at the minute. We're all sort of flying around, cracking on with our days, and sometimes we have to fit these in where we can. So today we're going to say goodbye to the previous theme. We're going to wave goodbye to surgery. Which, you know, in a way, I had an operation early this year. I had bilateral hernia repair, and I'm quite glad to be rid of it, really, to be perfectly fair. So let's say goodbye to doctors with their creepy sharp knives, their anesthesia, and their nurses who can't see their faces because they're wearing those creepy masks. What's going on under there? And so then we're going to say goodbye to that. We're going to say hello to Victorian England. We're going to go back in time to the late 1800s, and we're going to go to England, which is where I already am. So that's a great theme because you can do so much. We've got 4 incredible stories coming up for you on the podcast feed, and we've also got 1 Patreon exclusive coming up for you as well. What I do just want to quickly mention is that we just had the vote for the next 3 themes of the other stories. Not only that, but the submissions are now open for writers. So if you're a writer, author, creator, or just someone who wants to give it a try, the 3 themes that have voted in are doppelganger, so, you know, the double, the enemy, that guy who has a similar face to me, that kind of thing. War, so guns, knives, you know, countries at war, we all know what war is, and superstition. Sort of like how I'm superstitious about the guy who lives next door. I don't believe he's a human being at all. I think he's actually an alien. Okay, so if those 3 themes are getting your creative juices flowing, sparking, if you can feel the inspiration writhing through your soul, then you might want to write a story for us. And if you're going to do that, if you head over to www.hawkandcleaver.com/submissions, you'll find all the details there, including the deadlines, which is the big one. Don't submit after the deadline, because we if we get stories after the deadline's gone, by that time we've probably already given the stories to the narrators. The narrators are busy working on them. You know, there's a whole production chain here, so if we get stories late, most of the time it's not too much we can do. You know, the stories are already in the pipeline. Main thing to keep in mind: deadlines, keep it around 2,000 words, and tell a flipping awesome story. Make us scared, that's the big thing. So if you, again, just in case, if you are out there, if you're a first time writer, don't worry, give it a go, you never know. Go to www.hawkandcleaver.com/submissions, and that's Doppelganger, War and Superstition. So although Daniel isn't here right now, I do want to just quickly mention that Daniel, since the last time we spoke on this podcast, has released a trilogy of novels. Not just one book, he's gone and released a trilogy of novels. He's co-written these novels with Michael Ondaatje. They are all bestsellers on the Amazon store, so they all got the bestseller tag. They all got to number one in their category, and they're all doing really, really well. So we were super, super proud of Dan. The books, if you want to get into the series, the first one in the series is Dawn of Chaos in the Age of Madness. So here's a little blurb. If it tickles your fancy, then go on Amazon and check it out. Here it is. So, Dawn of Chaos, written by Daniel Wilcox and Michael Ondaatje. The governess she trusted to protect her wants her dead. The vampire she was sent to capture wants to help her live. When Caitlin finally gets the chance to join her brother on a mission outside of the walls of the town she has been trapped in inside all of her life, her entire reality is shaken. Enemies appear in the strangest of places. The zombie-like mad roam the forests. Vampires and werewolves from the fairy tales of her childhood become reality as Caitlin is forced to discover the truth of the Age of Madness and begin the fight for justice. Can Caitlin lead the charge on freedom and start the revolution that will change her world? Who knows? If you really want to find out, then you're going to have to read the book Dawn of Chaos, written by Daniel Wilcox and Michael Ondaatje. And the second book, Into the Fire, and the third book, Hunting the Broken. And I believe the series will go on from there. I think Dan even mentioned, I don't know if I'm talking out of school here, but I think he said something about 12 books, which is madness. Talking about Age of Madness, Daniel is mad. He's going to write 12 books. But, you know, we're very proud of him. These books are doing really well. If you want to get in on the action, then just go to Amazon and just search for Daniel Wilcox, and these books will pop right up at the top of the page. Like I said, they're selling like hotcakes, these things, so that you don't have to go searching too hard to find them. So well done, Dan. The beers are on you. Okay, so we got a message in, we got an email in through the contact form on the website from Martin K. Hi guys, I found the other stories quite by accident on TuneIn Radio, where I go for my daily fix of 40s to 50s sci-fi, where I'm a big fan of the older writing styles. I also love to catch Twilight Zone episodes, and I'm such a fan that in my teen years I traced the word zone from a flickering VHS still and stenciled just that word onto the back of my patchwork biker leather. My point, until I heard of your other stories, I was reliant on the older things. I love your stories. They have brought the off-key, unexpected and look left and turned up kind of stories into the modern age. Plus, I love your logo. Keep up the excellent format and work. Love and pink bits. Martin K. Thank you so much, Martin K. Not sure what the K stands for. I'm going to assume for cool dude. Thank you very much, Martin. It's great to hear from you guys. If anyone out there does want to get in touch, just let us know, you know, send us a message or anything like that. You can do that by going to hawkandcleaver.com and just go into the contact us part of the website there, or leave a review on iTunes. We get to see all of those, and that's a good way to help other people discover the podcast. Again, thanks so much, Martin. That's exactly right. That's exactly what we're trying to do. We're trying to do, bring, you know, that sort of flavour of the Twilight Zone or the other stories, the Twilight Zone or the Outer Limits and that kind of thing, and bring them into like a modern age with a bit of a modern twist and a modern edge, modern sharp bits. So thank you so much. Love and pink bits to yourself, Mr. Martin K. Thank you so much. Now, for all of you readers out there who like to consume their stories via, you know, words as well as audio, the Hawk and Cleaver Book Club has picked the book for this month, and it is Wool by Hugh Howey. If you want to read the book with us, and if you want to talk about it, just go to the Facebook group. That's facebook.com/groups/HawkandCleaver and join in on the fun there. Every month we all vote for a book that we want to read. I mean, this month it was just between this and The Association by Bentley Little, and Wool won out in the end there. And then we read it, have a chat about it. And yeah, it's a good excuse to read more, find more stories, find more novels, and just have fun doing it, talking about it. When you're reading, sometimes it can be a bit lonely because you don't have anyone to talk about the book too, but that's what the book club's all about, so come and join us there. So lastly, I'll just say, remember writers, hawkandcleaver.com/submissions, get your stories in, and we could hear the stories on this podcast. They could be produced, narrated, they're given that other stories polished that Martin Kay likes to hear, and you know, you'll get thousands of downloads a week on the episode. We get a lot of downloads on this podcast, so it'll be good exposure for you. And you know, we do pay a little bit, it's not amazing, but we do what we can. So thanks so much, enjoy this Victorian England that we're going back to, in the theme of the podcast, not in the real world, although it can feel like that sometimes. And I hope you have a good one, guys, and we'll talk to you soon.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.